Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go! Hey, welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning!
I'm going to spoil nothing here, but I'm going to say we plan to watch the finale of Ozark tonight. It's been real good. This last season, they split into two parts and different theories as to why, but it's been real good. It's a good show. It's a dark show. And, you know, it kind of loses itself briefly during one of the seasons, but gets it back quick. And it's a good one on Netflix. So,
okay.
It's an end of an era. It's been about 5 or 6 years. It's always sad to see it go, but it's good. That's a good one. Anybody else watching it?
No.
Yes. I'm not done yet, though.
Anybody else watching it?
I haven't watched the last season at all.
It's good. I like that you're able to wait. Did you do it on purpose?
No, I'd like to watch it, but my wife doesn't want to watch it at night because she doesn't like watching something that dark at night. And I'm like, well, there's no other time to watch it. We don't have during the day, so.
We have two more episodes of Winning Time, the Lakers story.
Is that done?
That's done now.
Okay.
Haven't seen the final two episodes. And
I forgot about that one.
I need to start that one.
Okay.
Oh, you'll love it, man.
It's good.
It's sports nerds fantasy. So that's what we're doing now. So I saw that Snapped has 30 seasons. I've never seen Snapped.
Oh, my mom loved 30 Snapped.
30 seasons.
Oh, yeah. Like back in, I don't know, whenever I would like stay with my mom a lot in like 2010 or so, we watched Snapped all the time. Like it was one of her favorite things to go to sleep to. And I think I might be turning into her because I'm doing.
So tell me the show. Explain it to me.
Well, it's on the Peacock channel or I don't know where you watch it if you have cable, but.
Like streaming service.
Yeah. It is straight up about women only. Who have completely snapped and murdered someone.
Does it
but the murders
portray them as a victim, like they snapped because something was happening to them and then it's like, they snapped. Or is it they're just mean and they just kill?
Well, there's clearly something going on that's snapping them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes it's like the latest one I watched, this woman snapped and murdered a plastic surgeon because she was unhappy with the work she had done.
Sounds like a bunch of boneheads.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lunchbox should take bonehead stories out of this every episode.
It just shows you there's a lot of crazy women out there.
Okay.
I mean, it does. Like, I'm like, where's the snap for men? But yeah, there's.
Oh, that's life. No, that's the news when they're murdering people.
And I know you mentioned there's 30 seasons, but there's like a lot of episodes per season. There's like 26.
Is it acted or is it documentary type
It's
style?
So they do interviews with people that were directly involved with the woman that snapped, authority figures, police officers that were on the case, but then they also have reenactments at the same time.
And you just watch that, you're chilling?
I mean, yeah. Well, that's why I think that's what my mom used to unwind to. And lately, when I saw it pop up on the Peacock, I was on the Peacock streaming thing, and I saw Snapped, and part of me was like, oh, Mom and I used to relax to this.
The only show that I can really watch that I haven't seen, if it's like a new episode, is Mark Cuban's like, oh, I can spend my money on you.
Shark Tank?
Yeah. If it's on, I can watch Shark Tank for
so
a little
good.
Bit. Just randomly at any point. Not Snapped. Holy crap.
I mean, but the crazy part is it's just, they don't even.
Can you follow them on Instagram?
People that snapped.
They're in jail.
Oh, I know, but.
In jail. So? But some of them, they go back way back. It's not just current stories. Like one I watched the other day was this woman killed her husband in 94.
Two new episodes of The Way Down. We watched those on HBO Max. It's back for two new ones. That church right near
that.
My house.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy, man.
That's right.
It's crazy. I went and looked up some of those crazy people on Instagram.
They're still around?
Well, yeah,
that's
they're still
recent.
At the church.
Yeah.
They're still there. All right, let's go. Today's show brought to you by, well, us. It's time to open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. So my 11-year-old son has a friend. Nice kid. They enjoy hanging out with each other. That's great. The problem is, his friend's dad is really annoying and not fun to be around. He constantly texts me to organize stuff for his son to do with my son. He even started a group text with all the parents, and no one ever replies to his ridiculous questions and all the things that he wants to do. I don't want my son to lose a friend because the dad is annoying, so I need to find a way to set boundaries with this guy. Any suggestions on how I get this guy to back off without ruining it for my son? Signed, Concerned Dad. Eddie, I'll go to you because I'm
tough.
Sure you deal with this some.
No.
Probably in both ways, the annoying dad and the, yeah.
I'm probably the annoying dad. But this is hard because you got to think about your son in this case. Like, yes, the dad's annoying, but you need to kind of just do it for him. So it's almost like you're just going to suck it up, deal with the annoying dad so your kid can have his friend and just deal with it.
Would you set any boundaries? Like, just go to him and say, hey, or would you just let it go?
No, I'll just let it go. You know me. I'm not going to be confrontational like that. I'm just going to let it go.
Until you get really confrontational and you break something.
Well, that's what
Eddie has two modes.
I do that by myself, though.
Sometimes you snap on us. Like once a year, we get a good Eddie snap, don't we? Amy, what do you think?
Well, I have never experienced anything like this, but I would imagine I would probably not confront this at all. Because
so both of you say that.
Yeah, because I want my kids to have people to hang out with, and I wouldn't lean into the friendship at all. I wouldn't fake it, though. I would just casually not really respond as much, or you don't have to engage. I mean, not everybody has to be BFF all the time. So I just wouldn't nurture that relationship, and then it would hopefully die.
Do you have any...
Off.
Okay.
You know.
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Do you have any friends of your kids who you've also become friends with their parents?
Yeah.
Like legit friends where you're like, okay, yes. We're kind of friends now.
Yes. Yeah, I would say multiple, and we'll like text.
Ever do it without, like hang out with them without the kids?
Yes.
Oh.
Go on walks.
Really?
Or just like call and just encourage each other or vent, like, hey, this is going on. Like,
more
do
like
you have
a support
any advice?
Group, honestly.
Yeah.
Eddie, you friends with anybody's dad?
Nah.
None?
Nah, none of them. I try to just like, I mean, if I see him at baseball games or whatever, we'll talk. But I mean, I'm not texting those guys at all.
What?
All right. Hey, there you go. There's the advice from two parents here. Thank you for emailing. If you want to email the show, Morgan, what do they do?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Enjoy more sunshine and less time in the checkout line with HelloFresh, delivered right to your door. Try the sweet heat shrimp tempura bowls or garden spinach ricotta ravioli. Go to HelloFresh.com/bone16. Use the code bone16 for 16 free meals plus 3 gifts. A couple years ago, Kaylin and I started looking for an old Bronco. I mean, she really loves the old, like, 70s Broncos and looked forever. There's one in another state, wasn't in the best condition. Found it, had to like agree to pay for it almost immediately because they're so hard. We got it. Got it here and then started to kind of clean it up, make it nice. I don't know what I'm doing. She doesn't know what she's doing, but we hired a guy to go out and like rebuild this thing. We got it in time for the wedding. It was awesome. We're like, look at this thing. It's so pretty. So we have this Bronco. It drives like an old Bronco, by the way. it looks good, but it drives like an old Bronco. Well, we get married, we use it as our drive-off Bronco, and on our honeymoon, one of our friends was like, hey, I'll go and get the inspection for you. So it drives up, boom, gets nailed on the interstate. Mm. Basically totals the thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're like, oh, no. First of all, we're like, are you okay? But really, I was like, is it okay? We spent so much time kind of getting this thing right. And so we gave it to this repair shop, and they had it for 9 months. And because it's so hard, they're so hard to get, they built it back. Insurance paid for most of it. We had to put some more money back into it. They built it back. They brought it back. And on my Instagram, you can see pictures of it. I've been driving around a little bit. And so, but when they delivered it, they were like, all right, here you go. And I don't know anything about cars. I don't know anything about transmissions. I don't know anything how they... It's automatic now because we made it automatic, but it's got two little axle. It's got a four-wheel drive. I don't know how to do any of it. I know how to drive, but I don't know anything about cars. So I basically was taking the beginner's guide to driving a 1970s automobile in my driveway for the last couple of days. You can hit the gas and hold it all the way down. I mean, if it's 55, you're feeling pretty good.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, it's old. Back in the olden days, 74, I'm sure that was luxury then. But man, you drive something old, you appreciate all the shocks.
Yeah, the comfort.
That is just a whole different story. But we got it back. We're feeling good about it. It looks so clean.
It looks so good.
Dude, it is so cool looking.
Thank you. I just drive it. We took the top off.
Okay, I was gonna ask you that. Does it have a top? You just take it off?
We gave that place the hard top. We were never going to have that on. But we have a soft top that we can put on.
Got it.
I've learned about that. I've learned about axles. I've learned about suspension. I'm kind of up there.
What you know about carburetors?
I couldn't point out a carburetor, but walked in the room.
But with all this learning, if something goes wrong again, so you can handle it?
I cannot.
No way.
But I can probably, maybe by the sound of it, say this is what's possibly broken. But the team at this place, and I posted about it, they've fixed it all up and they've given me lessons every single day. But we got it. We're rocking. You're very vulnerable because people can look inside your truck when you're driving. Mm. So you can't be on your phone, which I don't.
You're all exposed.
Which I don't. You're so exposed. And again, you're on the interstate, man. It's a wild west out there when you're in a car from the 70s that won't go really over 55. Yeah. But they wanted to give us some sort of, you can only drive it on the weekends.
Oh, yeah.
Classic car.
Antique.
Yes. And I was dead set against it because you can only drive it on the weekends then.
That's why you only see those really old cars on the weekends.
No way. Not for me. I drive it every day. I know I'm going to get caught in the rain and things are going to fall apart. But that's what's been happening in our life recently is that I've been taking classes basically on how to drive a truck from the 70s.
You and Stashira are doing driver's ed same time.
Yeah, basically. And so here's the thing about old cars too. If you, it only has a lap belt.
Oh, that doesn't have the one that goes around your chest?
Yeah, I mean, this may be riskier than Lunchbox ride his bike to work. But I'm doing it. But it's the opposite. It drinks a whole lot of gas.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. It's like I'm in the Oregon Trail when I drive that thing to somewhere. But anyway, it's on. People are asking me the story behind it. There is no story. We just have it. I know nothing about cars. I am not masculine in any way when it comes to anything about automobiles. But I am learning as a young kid would getting his first car. And it's pretty cool. That's the story. I get so many messages going, hey, how'd you get that Bronco? Caitlin's just a massive fan of it. We found it, built it back up. I don't even like blue. I wanted to color it red, and I was told no.
Oh, because you like red.
I love some red. But it's blue, and that's it. And you can see a picture of it over at Mr. Bobby Bones. But we're pretty proud of it, and we have it back, and that's it. You don't have your old Jeep or anything anymore, do you?
Nah, they stole that. And then when they stole it, they gutted it all out. It was an 89 Jeep Wrangler. So when I got it back, it was just a shell. I took it to my dad's place. I think he ended up taking it somewhere, and then it's still in some weird garage sitting there like a graveyard, car graveyard. But no, I have a new Jeep now.
Yeah, that's
I think
I'll fancy though.
Always have a Jeep.
What's the deal? First car around the room quickly, Amy.
1985 Ford Bronco.
Nice. The cool body style. I know a little about this too. The body style after mine.
Yeah, full size. Eddie
Yours Bauer. Was kind of the O.J. Simpson Bronco.
Yes, but not his. I think his was newer because his was in the 90s. Mm-hmm. So mine had more of a square front.
Oh, listen to us talking chop. Let's talk chop like a bunch of car guys. We love it. Eddie, your first car?
Yeah, 89 Jeep Wrangler.
Mine was an 88 Subaru. Man, it's a piece. I mowed yards to buy that thing for like $200. Imagine buying a car for $200.
Yeah.
It might have been less safe than the Bronco. It's like the Fred Flintstone car with a hole in the bottom. You could run with your feet. Lunchbox?
1985 Mazda RX-7, no power steering, no AC.
Oh, wow.
Woo. Still drives it today.
In Texas.
That's what's out there. Bobby
Bonchan. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Naomi Judd will have a public memorial service called A River of Time Celebration on CMT. The service will happen at the Ryman on Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Time. Kane Brown dropped his own cereal called Kane Crunch. There's also some merch fans can buy that reps the cereal name. Check out canecrunch.com with a K to purchase. StubHub shared the top 10 most in-demand tours of the summer. Kenny Chesney came in at number 2, Morgan Wallen came in at number 3, and Chris Stapleton came in at number 6 in all genres of music. I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a mystery man in a town has started a Facebook group where members get to win money. And he puts up cryptic clues and then leaves money all over town. $50 bills, $100 bills, and they're just hidden. And people are getting excited. Like 2,000 people have joined the group. One guy commented on there that this is the most exciting thing that's ever happened to their town in a long time. And they don't know who is behind it. But the person that is leading it says, hey, we got a much bigger prize coming, $1,300.
That would be super fun for a small town. In Mountain Pine, Arkansas, somebody's putting out $50 bills, hiding a place. There'll probably be a shootout at some point.
You'd probably figure out who's doing it with that small of a town.
That
huh?
probably too. I like that. That's fun. Would you go and chase it for $50 or $100 if Facebook's like, all right, we're doing it here in town?
100%. I mean,
do you like games, like treasure hunt games?
Absolutely. If I can win money. Dude, I was walking my dog a few months ago in my neighborhood, and people were running around like crazy. I'm like, guys, what are you guys doing? They're like, oh, it's this app you got to download, and they drop a pin every 30 minutes, and there's a $100 bill there. And I was like, okay, so guess what?
Did you
play? I absolutely played.
Did you win?
Dude, I'm such an idiot. I missed it. I ran to this park where the pin dropped. I was right by it. And I'm like, I go and I run with my dog and I'm in the bushes right there. And then I was on the right side of the bushes and the bushes like 5 feet away. It was in those bushes right behind me. I checked the wrong side.
You didn't see the big pin laying there?
No, it was in an envelope. No, they hid it in the bushes.
What is this app?
This is great. I want that
I don't know. It was just some like company in town. They were just doing it for fun and they did it at 6 different locations. And I ran around for about an hour trying to find a $100 bill.
What about those escape rooms? You guys ever do those?
I've never done
those
one.
Those are fun.
Did you win? Did you get out?
Nah, they have to help you. You're like stuck for 10 minutes. The speaker comes on and says, it's in the drawer on the left.
Oh, no.
Let's go. Move this along.
That's funny. All right, good story, Amy. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for Elder versus Millennial. Eddie, your first question.
Come on.
This is a question that Morgan, who is a generation younger than you, would know. TFW is an abbreviation on social media that usually means what? For example, TFW. You hear Bay calling for you.
You hear Bay calling for you?
Not Ray's wife. TFW, you hear Bay calling for you.
TFW. Are you sure it's not FTW?
I'm positive.
I know that one.
TFW, you smell the muffins when they're done in the oven.
Two four.
I mean, that's not even close to even me.
I don't know.
Humoring that one. That's incorrect. Morgan.
That feeling when.
What? You hear Bay on the phone.
Dude, I've
that
never heard that
one. That feeling
when
you smell the muffins when they're done. TFW.
Because I know for the win.
That's FTW. Yeah. But you can't say another one you know when you miss one.
Okay.
Elder versus Millennial. Eddie, the oldest on our show. Morgan, number 2, the youngest. Up first. He's a dad of 4. I call him the Hispanic who don't panic. He grew up down on the U.S.-Mexico border. And for some reason, he thought it was breaking news when he changed his Pizza Hut order. In one of the worst segment pitches we've ever heard
Pretty
on the
good.
Show. It is Producer Eddie!
Yay!
All right, Eddie, question number 2.
Oh, that one wasn't warm-up?
Nah.
Okay.
Number 2. This is the theme song to what animated Disney Channel show that debuted in 2002? Here's the theme.
Call me Big Man if you want a rich man. When you want to face me, it's okay. Whenever you need me, baby. Call me Big Man if you want to reach me.
So what's the sitch?
All right, I got it.
Go.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Wow.
Hit me.
Incorrect.
Oof.
Morgan, you can steal.
I thought he was going Sweet Life of Zach and Cody again on that one.
Yeah, is that
he,
it?
He goes that with everything.
No, it's Kim Possible.
Kim Possible's correct.
Yeah, I don't know that
That's
one.
Such a good show.
Eddie, your final one.
Come on.
What word would millennials use to describe someone who is in a bad or irritable mood? For example, you were so blank when I beat you in NBA 2K. To describe someone who's in a bad or irritable mood, if I'm talking to Lunchbox, say, Eddie was so blank after I beat him in 2K.
Oh, my gosh. I see the word. Oh, it's like, it's not sour, because that's what, like, I would say.
That's Peepaw's word.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You are so... But
again, I can't honor even that as an answer.
Oh,
I mean,
my
it's,
gosh.
You really had nothing
this
for us
not
today.
Not a good showing.
Morgan, what's the word?
I don't know. Surprisingly, I think once you say it, I will. But up in arms.
It's incorrect. To describe someone who is bad or in an irritable mood, Eddie had it. You were on it.
What
it's not sour. What's another?
Bitter.
Oh, keep going. You're almost there.
Bitter.
It's not sour.
Yucky.
It's not bitter. It's not sweet.
It's salty.
Salty.
Yeah.
Okay. Introducing Eddie's opponent. She runs all of our digital. In the boxing ring, she's quick like a fox. And no doubt about it, she can beat up Lunchbox. It's Morgan number two.
Yeah.
No comment in the peanut gallery?
I don't even know what to say because I'm not going to argue with you because it's just falls.
It's
and
truth.
I just want her to get onto the game and hopefully she'll win.
Morgan, here you go. Emilio Estevez turned 60 years old today. He played the athlete character in what 80s movie about five high school students from different walks of life?
What?
Emilio Estevez turned 60. He played the athlete character in what 80s movie about five high school students from different walks of life.
So I need to name the movie.
You do. This is a movie from Eddie's generation.
The only like five walks of life type movie from the 80s that I've seen, and I... The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. That is correct.
Woo!
There it goes.
Good job.
Morgan, what musician has the famous nickname the Piano Man after his signature song called Piano Man?
He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes.
Morgan?
Elton John.
That would be the person that's probably closest to him. I've even seen him on tour together. Elton John with this artist, but no, it is
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Oh,
yeah.
I felt
good
so
guess,
confident
though.
Around that, too.
Good guess.
You already won, so be confident. At least you're not saying Eddie's answers. I'm going to go with Hunga Bunga. Wait, what? This group released their first album, Licensed to Ill, in 1986. It contains such songs as Brass Monkey,
That Funky Monkey,
and Paul Revere.
We've had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey in a quart of beer. Right.
And it is one of my favorite albums of all time. Can you name the artist?
I've heard that Brass Monkey song a lot.
Play at the bar.
But never, like, connected it with an artist.
Play it again, Raymundo, Brass Monkey.
Brass Monkey, that funky monkey. Brass Monkey, junkie, that funky monkey.
Crisscross.
Not a terrible guess. They were the kid rappers that wore their clothes backwards, and they had jump.
Yeah, well,
Mac
it kind of sounds like that.
Jump. This is the Beastie Boys. Some rapping kids from New York. Some Jewish dudes that just took the world by storm.
Awesome.
And they were like, nothing about these guys is what we think of hip-hop. And then they brought it. It's awesome. Beastie Boys
were so
awesome.
Cool.
It's awesome, yeah. But Morgan, you win. Congratulations.
Woo!
Eddie can't win, so.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
Morgan wins 3-2. Makes Morgan take the lead in the old season here.
Yeah.
Eddie really played terribly.
Yeah, I know. I had nothing today.
Yeah, just you didn't.
It wasn't a shutout though.
But you didn't have answers. You didn't have words.
That's correct.
It almost sounded like you were a glitching Amy.
Ooh.
In some of those answers.
I was not though.
You're
I promise.
I don't know.
I was not.
Scrolling through social media, it is fun, but it can also expose you to con artists. Always be on the lookout for identity thieves who want your personal and financial information so they can open accounts in your name. You don't want that. Also, never socially share if you're going to be gone from home for an extended period of time because someone can break in your house. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it dangerously easy for a cybercriminal to steal your identity. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats that you may not spot on your own, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using the promo code BONES. 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com, promo code BONES for 25% off.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This guy loves fictional characters, so he married a hologram. It had a $20,000 wedding.
$20,000?
Oh, man.
Yeah, he is someone who's attracted to a fictional character. They have a name for that. It's called a fictosexual.
Okay.
Interesting.
His girlfriend's a blue-haired hologram with whom he chats via gate box. the device to even chat with her, which, by the way, she ain't chatting back.
Right.
That's AI. But... it's either AI or it's a human. It's probably a human that fed the AI things. Yeah. But it costs $1,300 just to chat, get to get that little box. And so he spent, again, over $20,000 to find true love. He married. If you get the invite to that wedding and it's like, hey, your friend's marrying. And like, well, I never met her. And then it's like, no, she's a hologram.
I mean, let's be real. That person does not have very many friends.
Well, but I guess we go to be supportive, right?
Do you go to the hologram wedding?
I don't know. I'm trying to picture if you came to me and said that, I would have to support you.
You would come.
I mean, your friend's probably been like that for a long time.
You would snicker, but right. You would come. Yeah. And yes, your friends probably also want to marry other holograms. Because you usually only run with people that have like-minded sensibilities. But this guy's married a hologram, so I'm going to present to you, which, by the way, the story is from the New York Post. If you had to marry some sort of object, what would you marry?
Yeah. Wow, this is slippery.
Ah. Okay.
It just can't be alive.
Not another person?
Okay. No, like no cat? Person. Nope. It can't be alive. You have to marry an object.
Your cat.
A cat would be alive. Go.
That's my...
Marry an object. No heartbeat. No brain. Marry an object.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
Well, at first I thought soccer ball, but I'd get bored. Easy. Slot machine.
You'd marry a slot machine.
Slot machine. Entertainment for days. I can sit there.
For days. It's going to be your whole life.
Oh, exactly. Can pay me. I mean, I can just pull that lever, and one of these times, that slot machine's going to pay me. And, I mean, we can have so much fun together. Memories for years to come.
Okay.
I like that because I'm going to marry my PS5.
Really?
There you go.
Yeah, because we can do a lot of stuff.
Okay, but listen. Exactly. When the PS6 comes out, you can't cheat. You gotta stay married.
I didn't think about that.
Wait, you can't upgrade?
Oh, nope. The
there ain't no upgrade. Right.
I don't go younger. I can't go younger.
No. Oh,
oh no. Okay, I'm still gonna go.
All right.
Well, then I'm gonna hold out a little bit, like in real life. I'm gonna get
till the latest.
I'm gonna go with a PS5.
Good.
I'm gonna go with a PS. I'm gonna marry a PS5. Amy.
In sickness and in health, my iPhone.
That's a good one.
That's really
I mean, you
could
do literally everything on it.
It's a good one. So like, the PS5 can too. It's got internet. You can talk. So yes, it has. You want something that can. Lunchbox is stuck with the metal that ran out of money in like a week.
It's gonna run out of money.
Yeah.
It's never gonna run out of money.
Eddie.
Man, I guess my guitar. Like
that's good.
That's the one thing I don't let anyone touch. Like my kids, it's off limits. You can't touch my guitar. So I guess that's like could be my wife.
Yeah.
So weird to say, but yeah.
You let your kids touch it. It's off limits. Yeah, it's your wife.
Yeah.
According to science, these things are things you need in your home if you want to be happy. And especially they do parentheses, I-E-R, happy or happier. Number one, green or yellow walls. If I went home and said, hey, babe, we're gonna paint these walls yellow. She'd be like, are you out of your mind? Like, what are you?
I have a green room. Like my living room's green.
I just painted my living room green.
I guess I'm thinking of yellow.
Yellow's weird.
That's why I said there's no way we could paint the walls yellow.
Well, there's different shades, but yeah.
Green and yellow evoke the most feelings of happiness.
Yeah.
Fresh flowers.
Like always.
I mean, plants.
I don't want to give myself too much credit. Maybe every couple weeks I get Caitlin flowers.
Dang, that's nice.
And they are nice to have, but then they die. So it's a constant like upkeep of.
Yeah, fresh just flowers.
Just more flower. Maybe every 3 weeks, because I don't want her to see this clip on Instagram and be like, you're giving yourself too much credit. But I do try to, even sometimes for no reason, just stop, get flowers, take them home.
That's nice.
Really? So, but yeah. Huh?
Really?
Yeah.
That much? Yeah. Like, not just like
Valentine's
Day?
Maybe every 4 weeks.
Okay. If we get Caitlin on, how often is it?
sentimental photos. They give you a sense of calmness.
Yeah.
Vanilla-scented candles.
Yes.
Smells nice.
The problem with candles, and I did this even last night, I forgot about it.
You burned your house down?
No. Oh. Wouldn't that be the way?
That's how you
that's
tell
how
us.
I bring it up. No, but in the PlayStation room, I had a candle because the dog's hanging out there with me, and it starts to smell like a dog. And I went to bed and left the candle burning. Mm. So now I'm literally just now remembering it, like right now as I do the show.
Still burning?
It's probably still on.
I burned the house down. A journal? Pass. This is my journal here.
Okay.
No clutter and a made bed.
Yes.
I love that.
Get out of here.
Yes.
That's you make your bed, Eddie?
Yes.
Yeah, every day.
You?
I don't.
Okay.
Because I wake up before everyone else.
Boom, that's it. My bed's always made.
Yeah.
Ask me if I make it.
Do you make it?
No, because I get up and leave way early in the morning.
You would, though, right?
I'm a big fan of the made bed. Everybody should have their bed made after they leave the house. This is Sarah from Georgia who left us a voicemail last night.
I just wanted to thank y'all for the conversation regarding the snooze button. It has inspired my husband and I to have a little competition to see who can go the longest without hitting the snooze button. The loser has to do dishes for a month. And so far, we have felt so much better and had so much more energy because we are not snoozing in the morning. So I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Eddie, checking in?
Yeah, I tried that with my wife, too. She's not on board, but I'm good. I didn't snooze this morning.
Good.
I got straight up. I don't know about the energy thing. When do I feel that? In a month? 2 months?
We'll just check in when you're about to die on your deathbed, and we'll be like, did you have more energy? Let's go over to Sarah from Austin, Texas.
Before I moved here and discovered y'all, I lived in Houston, and the morning show that I listened to there, there were these three people on. Today, after 17 years, one of the people, they just said that their contract ended and it wasn't being renewed. And today was their very last day on the show. And they literally found out today. I was just wondering, is that normal? Like, could Eddie's contract just be up tomorrow and him be done? Or like, how does that work for y'all?
She spoiled it.
Uh-huh. What a random name
to pick.
That's
what we're going to do.
Tomorrow. Why Eddie's contract?
I think she was hoping.
Tomorrow at 7:20, we had a special surprise for one of our people on the show.
It's a bit, but real life at the same time.
Here's the real answer to this. If they knew their contract was ending and it was the last day of it, they knew that it was there was a chance they weren't going to get it renewed. If it's like tomorrow's your last day of your whole contract, even if they're saying, well, we're still going to try to work something out, you still know that this could be your last day. So it wasn't like a total ice bucket dump on the head, but it could have surprised them. They could have been told, I don't know who this is. They could have been told, hey, we're going to negotiate over the next few months with no contract. But it isn't just like you walk in and you're like, oh, this just ended. Today's your last day and it's over. Mm. So you know kind of when your contract ends. And for us, Eddie's is tomorrow. The timing has just been perfect.
That's not true.
Tomorrow's the last day. So we'll see what happens. We'll spin the wheel and see how many years you get. Finally, here's Caroline.
Morning. I have a morning corny for Amy. How does your cat like its steak? Rare. Okay, love you. Thank you. Bye.
Rare.
I think I just told that one.
Yeah, I think she really did.
But hey, people don't.
Did she steal from you and then
joke.
Give to you? Yeah, you're right. People don't hear every joke or every segment. Sometimes I have to tell myself that too. Mm-hmm. All right, that's it there. You can leave a voicemail. Same number when you call the show. 877-77-BOBBY. Bobby Bones here. If you want quality auto coverage at prices you can afford, take a closer look at the General Insurance. For nearly 60 years of quality coverage, call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com today. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a teacher's aide in North Carolina, I guess, was too busy to move his truck, so he asked one of his middle schoolers to do it for him.
Wow.
And
What town is this?
What town in North Carolina?
Because if it's a small town like Mountain Pine, Arkansas.
Makes sense.
Oh, that would happen?
It does it. I shouldn't say it makes sense. But when you grow up in a small rural town, you have to learn those things quicker. Because I could move it at 12. Arkansas Keith would say, back the boat into the, and he would sit on the boat and I would have to back the boat into the ramp. If it's it's North Carolina. If it's Los Angeles, it's a different story. But when you're in a rural area, but still a teacher, it almost doesn't matter what the town is. Keep going, Amy.
The student crashed it into three parked school buses.
Of course.
His truck is totaled, and there's $6,700 in damage on the buses.
It's not even his kid, too. So you can't. Right.
And he wasn't just a teacher's aide. He was the athletic director, and he got fired.
Oof.
Job
That's
lost.
Tough.
I know. Oh.
That's tough. It's almost bonehead. It is by the rule book. It's bonehead. But if you're in Catawba County, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of skyscrapers.
Mm. Right. He also was issued a ticket for giving his keys to a minor.
Yeah, I get it. You shouldn't do that. I'm just saying, small towns, we do things a little bit different. But okay, he's still in trouble. What else you got?
Are you still using the Calm app? Like to narrate you to sleep at night?
I listen to Bill Simmons to narrate me to sleep at night. I drink the Calm drink, not the same. But
no, totally
not affiliated.
I've listened to all of those short stories. So I guess I stopped because I just had tapped out of it. And I felt like I exhausted all the content.
Well, TikTok and Calm are doing this thing where they're trying to find the smoothest voice. And if you get picked, you could win $5,000. And all you have to do is upload this video. You can go to their website to figure it all out. But here's an example of like Matthew McConaughey's sleep story.
As you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress.
So here's the challenge. Lunchbox, Eddie, Ray.
Huh?
One of you, you all produce your best Make Us Go to Sleep. Not for, we don't have a deal with them, so, but do it. Present it here on the show. And whomever has the best 30-second story clip, I give $50.
Okay. Wait, deal.
Wow.
A girl can get in on it?
You can, but
I
don't
win $50.
Like, I don't feel like you are that
calm.
Sure. It's not about male, female. It's mostly the personalities here. I know Lunchbox wants to do it.
Oh, yeah, I'm already soothing.
Okay, you're in, Amy.
Let her in. Yeah, come on, Amy.
But that must be the reason why.
No, you don't really do a deep voice. Like, do
soothing.
Okay. I can do that. You can do it. You're in. Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you. And lastly, a baby orangutan was born at the Oregon Zoo, and they officially came up with a name. It took them 3 weeks to get here, but there's a line in Dolly Parton's song, Jolene, that says, "Your beauty is beyond compare with flaming locks of auburn hair."
Your beauty is beyond compare with flaming locks of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald.
And orangutans have auburn colored hair.
They won't come home. Wait, so what's the name? Jolene?
Jolene.
Jolene.
Oh, okay. Yeah, love that
auburn long hair.
I just thought that was so cute.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Sherry Nope decided, hey, I'm going to go for a walk with my dog Max in George Bush Park near her Houston home. It's a 7,800-acre park. Well, she goes, and then her family doesn't hear from her. She never returns, so they send out search and rescue. One day, 2 days, nothing. Then a downpour, so they have to call off the search. Nothing. So the third day, they go back out there, and they hear a dog. Roof, roof, roof. And they keep following it, and it gets better. Roof, roof, roof. And at 3 a.m., they find her in a marshy area covered in mud. The dog never left her side, was not on a leash, nothing but stayed by her and brought the authorities to Sherry.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome. My dog got pieced out immediately. First squirrel. First sign of a squirrel. Out. I'll never see it again. First crack of a door being opened. Out the door at the house. That's a great story. That's good. That dog is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for the investigative morning corny. Every day at this time, Amy gives us the corny, but today, on Thursdays, we try to figure it out. Amy, ready?
Ready.
Team,
ready?
Ready.
Lunchbox Eddie, let's go.
The morning corny.
What did the evil chicken lay?
So some Devil kind of egg.
Deviled egg.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, is there an easier one?
Amy, really?
Well, I didn't know
that
y'all
as quick as
do...
those kids stack those cups.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That was a cup stacking one right there. That's quick.
Well, I didn't know y'all were going to get that out of the gate.
Oh, you should have. Pretty skilled. Go ahead. Another one? Keep the time. Same time. Okay. Let the time run. Let's see how many we can get in 90 seconds.
Ooh,
go.
That's good.
Why are piggy banks so wise?
Smart money. They meant smart money. They...
Swine.
Why are piggy banks so wise?
Smart
money.
Pennywise.
Penny. That's the killer and the...
Oh, I thought that was a pig nickname for
a
pig.
Why are piggy banks so wise?
Oh, piggy banks?
Piggy banks.
Yes, piggy banks.
Piggy banks.
What did you think I said?
So, piggy banks so smart?
Yeah. Why are they so wise?
I'm going to. I like Pennywise.
They have a lot of sense.
I do too.
They have a lot of sense. Yes, that's much better. Go with that. Go, we can get another one. Yes. They have comments. They have
common sense. That's it. Common sense. What is it?
Common sense.
Boom, give us one more. We have 20 seconds.
Oh my gosh, you want another one?
Come on, Amy.
Okay.
Pop in your business.
Oh, okay. She's stalling.
What do you call two monkeys who share an Amazon account?
Jungle.
Monkeys.
Monkey business.
Share Amazon
orangutan.
Account?
Orangutan. They log
chimp.
In.
Roommates.
Chimpanzee.
Chimp.
Chimpmates.
Primates.
Primates!
Let's go!
We got it with 3 seconds left!
Amazon Prime!
We got 3 of them!
Wow!
Come on!
Wow!
That's amazing.
Wow.
New record! Well, first time we ever tried it, but new record!
Oh! How does that make you feel, Amy?
Do you believe a miracle?
Oh! Amy is so mad.
I like when y'all get it.
Three in a row.
Oh, Amy's all salty right now.
That's not true.
Oh, she's crying in the Cheerios.
Suck it.
Wait, what?
No.
Eat it.
I actually like when y'all get it.
No, she hates it.
No,
she hasn't hated it at all. Okay, Eddie, do the thing.
Yeah, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
All right, here's the mailbag coming up next. Their son's new friend has a really annoying dad. And they're like, do we have to hang out with the dad too? We're about to talk to Reese again, who's a sixth grader. But just to remind you, this is Reese calling our show and asking me if I can get Aldine to come to her talent show.
So I am wanting to contact Jason Aldean because my school might have a talent show. And it's just like our school building. And so I thought of the idea one night that maybe I could get Jason Aldean to come do a duet with me tonight in T94.
I mean, I love the idea that she came up with one night. So shout out to her for calling, shooting her shot. Aldean had some schedule conflicts, but I said, I know Jason well enough. I'll just get him to make a video for you, you know, to lead you into your performance in the talent show. He happened to be listening. He texted me and said, hey, I can do that. I said, hey, I'm going to call you on the air. So this is me calling him from my cell phone, holding it up to the microphone.
Hello?
Hey, Jason.
What's up?
Hey, so we got Reese who's on the phone. I know you're listening to this, but you're down to cut a really cool video for Reese, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I was taking my daughter to school this morning and just thought I'd text you and say, yeah, I'm definitely in for a video. Love that you love 1994, too. That's a fun song.
So that's Jason agreeing to it, and Reese is on the phone right now. Reese, my favorite sixth grader in the whole wide world that lives in Missouri. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So what's the deal with the talent show?
Well, it's back on.
What do you mean it's back on? It wasn't on for a second?
So it was up in the air if they were going to have it, and so it's now officially back on.
What was the deciding factor to get the show back on?
I asked my principal the morning I finally decided I was going to contact Jason Aldean. She told me that if I could get Jason Aldean there, then we would definitely have the talent show. And so that was also a motivation for it.
Okay.
And so I got him there somewhat.
That's so true. You did virtually get him there. Yeah.
It's back on now.
So because we have this video, and I'm going to play it for you because Jason had texted me this and said, send this over to Reese. This is Jason's video.
Hey, what's up, Bodark Elementary? Jason Aldean here. And, my buddy Reese is about to play a song for you. One of my songs is called 1994. So y'all show her some love. Now, Reese, take it away.
So,
amazing.
Jason will be there. And so because you got the video and he's there sort of, you get to have the talent show?
Yep. Back on for the whole school.
Let's go! Yeah! All right. So how many people are in this show?
Well, we have tryouts tomorrow for it.
Okay.
And then they're basically just checking, you know, for time on the talent and everything. But it honestly just depends on who all wants to do it.
So you're still going to sing 1994?
Yep.
Okay, because he said that in the video. And if he goes, here's Reese doing 1994, and then you decide to go out and do a Carrie Underwood song, it doesn't make sense.
No, I'm doing 1994.
Okay, I like it. Do you feel like you're going to make tryouts? Because what if you get to tryouts and you don't even make it past that?
I'll think I'll get through it.
Okay, I like that. I like that attitude. Okay, so if tryouts are this week, when's the actual show?
Next Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and it's in the evening time. You know, is it after school, during school? What's the deal?
It's during school.
Okay.
Because next Wednesday is our last day of school.
Oh, it's the last day talent show. And is there a prize?
No, it's just for fun.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear what happens.
We're so excited for you. And hey, would you maybe send us your performance once you're done with it?
That was my mom's plan.
All right.
Your mom's a smart lady. Okay, Reese, go knock them dead. Just send us a little note, send Scuba a note or something to let us know you made it through tryouts.
I think she's a shoo-in.
Well, you never know. You never know. Yeah. And then we'll root for you next week, and we'll probably talk to you at the end of next week, okay?
Okay.
Do you have school today, I'm assuming?
Yes, I actually have a field trip today to Silver Dollar City.
What?
Nice.
Yeah, end of the year, this is what it's like, you know?
Did your class hear you on the radio at all?
Well, the whole district was showing it to everyone, mm-hmm. The video on YouTube, so.
Yeah, that's probably how a lot of people listen now. You know, not maybe not as many kids listening to the old radio, but listening to the new radio, which is YouTube.
Internet.
Yes. All right, Reese, good luck. Be safe out of Silver Dollar City. I love Silver Dollar City, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.
Later, kiddo. There she is, Reese. We got the talent show back on.
That's amazing.
Right. So, Jason, thank you. Show, thank you. Reese, thank you. Because of that, some kids in Missouri will show their talents. Everybody's trying to save a little money right now. Now, let me talk to you if, for example, you have an eBay account or you make things for Etsy or you have a small business. You can save money by using Stamps.com to mail and ship. And by using Stamps.com, you can get access to exclusive discounts and great rates on shipping from USPS and UPS. It's an easy way to keep more money in your pocket. Now, here at the Bobby Bones Show, we like simple, we like easy. That's why we use Stamps.com to send out prizes and our mail. It could not be easier. Stamps.com, all you need is a regular computer and printer, no special supplies or equipment. So stop overpaying with Stamps.com. Sign up with the promo code BONES for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments, no long-term contracts. Go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, enter the code BONES. Stamps.com, eBay, Etsy, whatever you're doing. Stamps.com, enter the code BONES.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick.
I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So this is a voicemail we got from Eric in Louisiana who was like, I don't know, man, I was questioning this. But here you go.
I just wanted to say I was questionable at first with Jelly Roll and the studio on that. But I have to say after listening to the interview with him and y'all that he is one of the best persons I've heard come on the show. I thought everything he had to say was really interesting. So I'd like to see y'all have him back again. Thank y'all.
I appreciate that. You know, same. I thought this will be interesting to get Jelly in here. I call him Jelly because we're cool like that. Yeah, I don't have to go. I didn't go full role. I call him Jelly.
Him Jay, but all right.
Okay. Nice. Mm-hmm.
And so he came in, and I just was super proud and impressed with his vulnerability and his generosity and stories. And you know, we started talking about, you know, he was in prison. Here's a clip of that.
At about the age of 14, I started making a series of decisions that would lead to what we call the revolving door of the judicial system. And I spent probably 12 years in and out of that system, probably 9 years in, 3 years out, you know. On May 22nd, 2008, and a guard knocked on my door and it told me that I had had a daughter. I knew that I'd heard that I'd got a young woman pregnant during one of my outs. And I just remember thinking, man, I had a good father. And I was like, I want to be a good father. Well, I know I can do music. So I came home and started selling CDs off of spindles and mixtapes out of trunks and doing shows. And it just kind of led to here. And now I'm sitting here at the Bobby Bones Show.
So go check that out. It's on yesterday's podcast, Wednesday's podcast. So Jelly Roll was awesome. Just loved him being here. We'll have him back. He has this song out called Son of a Sinner. Just a long-haired son of a sinner. You know, we on this show, and it's something that Scuba Steve and I talk about privately, is you may have noticed a different type of interview that we do on this show now, especially if you listen to the podcast. We don't really go after as much of like the big celebrities if we know they're not really going to share their true stories. You know, because a lot of times country artists, especially the really big ones, they got image to protect and they want to just tell the shiny parts of their story and they got a hit song and we just won't book someone if we know that's all we're going to get. And so that's why people like Jelly Roll are so refreshing to bring in, and it kind of reminds us that's the kind of show we're trying to do. Like, we try to be vulnerable and share us, and we like artists that will do the same thing. And it has been a bit controversial behind the scenes, actually, that we have not booked people that normally can just go, I'm coming in, and everybody goes, okay, whatever you want. I mean, last night we had an issue with that. A big one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We're just not going to do it.
Refreshing is a good word, because yeah. I found Jelly Roll to be just that. And I was super impressed by him, especially not knowing. I didn't personally know much about him at all before he walked in.
Me either. I met him once. And he's known as a hip-hop artist. And then he also had a rock song. I mean, just a guy that does music, all kinds of music. Some people would compare him to Captain Caucasian.
Oh, yes.
That's old
Some people
you?
Being you.
That's old me, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you go to my Instagram, which is Mr. Bobby Bones, mm-hmm. I posted when I was named third best rapper in Central Texas.
I'm glad you have that proof.
Captain Caucasian. And I posted it, and not a lot of people liked it. One of my lowest likes ever.
Oh. Because mm-hmm. they probably didn't understand it.
Well, go over Mr. Bobby Bones. You'll see it. And it's the Music Awards for Central Texas. Mm-hmm. Captain Caucasian comes in at number 3 best rappers.
It's awesome.
And that was me. I don't know, if somebody wants to like do a collab or something, like Jake hits me up, Jake Owen is like, bro, you want a collab? I'd probably be like, let me check my schedule.
You haven't really been Captain Caucasian in
forever.
Years. Yeah. So
I've been focusing on the Raging Idiots.
Gotta dust it off.
A country comedy project. Mm-hmm. I'm like Jelly Roll. I got all these different.
You are. You're like a Jelly Roll of country.
But anyway, it was
he was great.
He's a great interview. Yeah. Very raw. A little uncomfortable because it was so raw, but that's why it's awesome. That's why it's awesome. Thank you for that, Eric. Today, being Thursday, there are just so many cool things that have happened in country music, and we don't always do Throwback Thursday, but let's do it now.
Bobby Bones Show.
Throwback Thursday.
It's good stuff. 1957 will start. Elvis Presley, All Shook Up, tops the Billboard Country Chart. Here you go. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yay! Yeah. My hands are shaking and my knees are weak.
I can't seem to stand on my own two feet.
Oh, come on.
I thought Elvis wasn't country.
Eddie. Let me and Jelly Roll tell you a few things. Elvis from Mississippi, man.
That's awesome, dude.
You don't get any more country. Then, you know what happened was they kind of said, okay, Elvis, well, you're not going to be rock. You're not going to be pop. And he just got so big. But yes, yeah. Country Music Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh, really?
Oh, isn't all the Hall of Fame.
Making that one up.
I think he's also, but in like the Christian Music Hall of Fame.
It's awesome.
In 1984, and Eddie and I went Halloween as these two folks one time. Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias hit the top of the chart with
yes.
To All the Girls I've Loved Before.
All the girls I've loved before.
And I was Willie and Eddie was Julio. He's
that makes sense. He's Hispanic.
Spanish fella.
I was naturally dark.
He's like, Eddie, say it. You're Hispanic. Yeah.
I am. Yeah, I will say it.
I don't want to put that on you. But. And I went singing like that whole one. I was, to all the girls I've loved before.
Good costumes that year.
It was good, huh?
Yeah. Did this make Willie an international star? I mean, this got him to a new level, right?
I would just have to base it on what I've read or... Eddie, I was three.
Well, that's true. I mean, this is a long time ago.
I wasn't really dialed in.
Eddie, you tell us.
Well, because Julio was an international star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming this collaboration made Willie, like, really, really big.
Sure, it introduced him to a new audience.
Yeah.
Today in 1990, Travis Tritt scored his first number one with Help Me Hold On, Jim.
Help me hold on.
Yes.
Man, I love Travis Tritt's music so much. It is such a sound of me being 9 to 15. Just, there's like 15 songs that I'm like, man, I love it. Which just hurts. He's blocked me on Twitter. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
But that's okay. You can still enjoy it, his music.
Still blocked?
I don't know. Anytime I try to go look, it
blocks
says
him.
You can't go here. I don't know. I just.
It says back off.
Unless it's like a cookie or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Ah, Travis Tritt. Mm-hmm. Today in 1991, George Strait's If I Know Me, number one.
If I know you, but if I know me.
You guys love that one?
Love it.
I'll turn this car around. I won't get halfway through town, and I'll be sorry.
That one to me is that it's
listen.
Not
listen
not that substantial. Oh, that one.
Yeah.
But you guys are big Texas. George Strait, number one. Eddie's Garth.
I'm a Garth guy, but man, I grew up listening to George.
Yeah. But being from everything. Texas, I bet they were just bigger to you.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And did you hear that line? That's that kids these days won't understand. I had to stop and call.
Payphones.
Like you had to pull over.
Today in 1993, Brooks and Dunn claimed three honors during the ACMs. Album of the Year, they won Top Vocal Duet and Single of the Year. And here's a little Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your church.
You know, we talked about songs you shouldn't sing at karaoke. That one is a lot of fun, but it starts really tough because it's that big.
I saw the light.
It's just out of nowhere. I saw the light. And you're like... almost have a seizure when the song starts. I tried to sing that once with the guys from Lanco at a Dirks show once, and I went, and I was like, I can't do it. So uh-oh. I just
I'm sure they carried
it and let
you.
Them do it, yeah. Next up, in 1998, Garth Brooks' six-disc box set, The Limited Series, debuted in the Billboard Top 200. It sold over 372,000 copies. It had this song here, Much Too Young.
And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. Now I'm much too young to feed this damn old.
Today in 2001, Tim McGraw received an honorary doctorate of humanities from the University of Louisiana at Monroe. I felt that, Tim McGraw. And in 2004, Rascal Flatts' Mayberry. Very underrated Rascal Flatts song.
So
I think
good,
it's
though.
Rated high. And you probably wouldn't go top five if you're asked. But then when you hear it, you're like, dang, that might be like four or five.
Yeah, it's good.
Will you play that again from the top, Ray? The first part of that?
I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry. Coke.
Yeah, that's a good one there.
Yeah.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. That's a jam. Well, so there you have it. That's a good throwback Thursday, huh?
That's a lot
really
for one
good.
Day.
It makes me want to go back to all of those times, including the Elvis one. Like, I experienced that.
Yeah, the trouble with that is, like, medicine, travel.
Lack of medicine.
Technology.
Internet.
Yeah.
I know, but
cars
still.
No AC. It's all that stuff. It makes me not want to go back.
Yeah.
So, but pretty cool, pretty cool. I bet Willie and Julio, that was probably like a mat. That was probably like FGL BB Rexha. You know
for
what I'm saying?
Sure, for sure. Maybe Bigger Bones.
I'm saying.
If I had to guess,
you know
how
that song was everywhere? I bet every kind of station you put it on.
Yeah. Yep.
It was
true.
Like, to all the girls I've loved Woo. Before, it was meant to be, it'll be, baby, I was meant to be.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a good one. All right, so hang out. We got a lot coming up top of the hour, the news, which, by the way, that person that had to land the airplane who's never flown a plane before, I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop thinking about it. Crazy.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There's an Amazon delivery driver named Asani Anderson, and he's in Florida, and he goes to the same house that delivers packages, and there's a little girl there. She's 8 years old, and she's battling stage 4 cancer, and there are always signs in the yard that say, hope for Aubrey. Aubrey will win. So the driver decides one day, he's like, you know what? I want to take my own sign. So he goes up there, and he makes his own sign that says, Amazon is praying for you, Aubrey. Love you. And so they didn't know. They drive home one day and they see the sign and the mom goes, oh my gosh, that's so awesome. Aubrey loves it. She puts it on TikTok. It goes viral. And here's a clip of the driver talking about it.
You never know what someone's going through. They might come home. They might have had a bad day, come home to their Amazon package and a message that makes their day just a little bit better. And that's the goal.
I like one of those.
What would yours say?
Same.
Bobby's cool.
No, just they're praying for me too. I'll take that. Great job, dude. Appreciate that. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This program is brought to you by BetterHelp. You have a lot on your mind. BetterHelp makes it easy to find a licensed therapist suited to your needs. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy. BetterHelp.com/bones. BetterHelp.com/bones. All right, it is now time for what I consider, what I hope you consider, the most important segment of the day. Here's your big stories.
Bobby's Big
Stories.
This is what nightmares are made of for me. This person had never flown before. They were just a passenger on a plane. They had to land the plane because the pilot went, like, passed out at the controls. I'm going to read you the whole story, but I could not stop thinking about it. Because when we talk about our biggest fears, Lunchbox is snakes.
Ugh.
Eddie's is
intruder. My house.
Yeah.
That's my biggest fear.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
Nightmares.
Amy?
I mean, spiders?
Eddie's like, my biggest fear is a murderer.
Yeah, everybody.
While I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to minimize. I'm just making a joke,
I mean, that's
Eddie.
A big deal, dude.
I know. The pilot on his single-engine Cessna 208 had gone incoherent. Air traffic controller Robert Morgan, a certified flight instructor, was on a break when a call came in from the plane headed out from the Bahamas. He learned the passenger on the line was, well, on the line, and he was a passenger, which wasn't normal, and he had never flown a plane. Quote, he was really calm. He said, I don't know how to fly. I don't know how to stop this thing, even if I landed on a runway.
Oh.
He pulled up a picture of the instruments panel layout and started to guide his new student, which is the person on the other end of the line, step by step. This is like from a TV show, because sometimes you see on TV shows people have to land planes. They're like, okay, what do I, or movies. So he made the key decision to guide the aircraft to the area's biggest airport, which is about 8 miles out of where he was. And the guy was like, I don't know where I am. He was telling the guy, I was listening to some of this. And he's like, well, what do you see? He goes, well, I see the beach. So he had him run the coastline until they could figure out where he was. Because if you don't know how to use the instrument panels, you can't read the instrument panels. Like, I wouldn't know what was going on. And so, unless I said Google Maps up in that plane, I wouldn't know what to do. Like, I like to hit a button and be like, airport. So... But that's what happened. So they get on. He tells them every little step. Thank God the guy that was air traffic controller was also an instructor.
Right.
Wow.
Like, he was there.
This guy, by the way, was going to, like, see his pregnant wife.
Oh, my gosh.
The guy that... And the pilot... Just, like, pat, gone. I mean, yeah. But he did say, too, I don't feel well. Part of the story was the pilot was like, guys, I don't feel good. And then he wasn't good.
Yeesh.
Here is a clip of air traffic control during the situation.
We've got a serious situation here. My pilot has gone incoherent. I have no idea how to fly the airplane.
What was the situation with the pilot?
He is incoherent. He is out.
try to hold the wings level and see if you can start descending for me. Push forward on the controls and descend at a very slow rate.
You just witnessed a couple passengers land that plane. Man, they did a great job.
Did you say the passengers landed the airplane?
That's correct.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, great job.
We're like listening to a chat room. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I listen to somebody CB talk. Hey, Breaker 1-2. Hey, Snake Eyes, did you hear that? We got your plane.
Snake Eyes.
That's just crazy, and it's they're lucky. A lot of luck there involved, and not because of the guy landing it, but because the guy teaching him how to land it has taught how to land many times before. That guy to have the calmness that he had. A lot of things went right. A lot of things needed to go right, and that's a big fat W right there.
So yeah. The passenger that landed it.
What happened to the pilot though? Do we know? Like what happened now? Is he still?
I haven't heard.
No yet.
I mean. Where's he at? I'm not, because he's something happened, he's sick. But I'm saying, like, did he wake up and he's like, where am I?
Yeah.
We landed?
He's like, you?
You?
That would be weird. That's weird.
Yeah.
It's like falling, it's like waking up at 2 and it's daytime, but you don't know if it's day or night. Which 2 o'clock it is.
Uh-huh.
You're just kind of spun around.
So those lost. Are the worst. You think, yeah. You think you overslept work. Or like you a jump 5. Out of bed and you're like,
He had to be like, land? Air?
But so. I mean, the fact that he stayed so calm on that, like when I called the air control, I'd be like, oh my gosh, we're gonna die. And he's like,
right.
Oh, yeah, my pilot's incoherent.
But that's where, like, you probably, maybe if you're that way, you wouldn't be able to land it properly. Because
I think you would.
I think
thank
not,
you, Bobby.
But if
I
you're
don't
think
freak, so.
No, I'm not. I'm saying if you're
they
freaking out.
They would spend
out,
all the time calming him down.
I would do the same exact thing, Lunchbox. I'm saying, like, and I my husband has said before that I am capable of landing an airplane with no training. Because, like, I've thought, what if my husband were to pass out and, like, I would have to land a plane because he's a pilot. And I can't stay calm. But that's the number one thing my husband said that made this guy capable of doing it was staying calm.
He won today. Well, yesterday. So congratulations to him. The plane went to a nosedive and they had to pull it up first.
Oh my God.
Really?
What they say was a nosedive. I don't think that's a straight down. I think it's just like descent hard. But they had to go in and go and pull it back up. And I imagine it's like the two handles. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's what I pictured too.
So and what I'd probably do is try to get on my phone and do a little quick flight simulator. Be like, hold on. Okay, we're having trouble. I'm going to practice once on the flight simulator on my phone app.
You downloaded the app.
Yeah, and then it's like, all right, I'm ready. Let's try it. So congratulations to them for living. Here you go. New research has found that typically the lower cost of an engagement ring, the more likely a marriage will last. The study found that men who spent between $4,000 and $7,000 on an engagement ring had the highest rate of divorce between those who had spent between $500 and $2,000 on a ring. This is from NBC News. Now, let me tell you what this really means. You should throw the numbers out. The numbers are based on averages of what people are making and spending, but it's not about the numbers. What it's about is people going into debt for a ring.
Oh.
For when they go, the big weddings, marriages don't last because most of those big weddings, they go into debt to go into the wedding. What they're not saying is people who spend a little more on a ring that don't go into debt, that's basically that first stage. But most people who spend more than that have to go into debt for their ring. So that is the situation there where you have to make a decision. Are we going to go beyond our means to get this? And if, let's say, she wants a bigger ring or he wants a bigger ring and the other one doesn't, that's a source of contention. And that's the first of many. So there you go. What else does it say? Experts say you shouldn't go into debt for an engagement ring because it can negatively affect the relationship.
There you go.
A moment a man proposes to his sobbing girlfriend at her father's funeral. Yards away from the coffin.
That's not the time.
Maybe he wanted her to feel.
Oh, boy. Loved. Maybe he wanted to be
from
a part
Daily
of it.
Mail. Yeah. A man who proposed to his girlfriend in front of her father's coffin has been criticized for popping the question at a funeral service.
Ooh.
As TikTok user shared bizarre footage of himself proposing to his partner at a funeral, the deceased daughter was overcome with grief in the front row with the coffin just yards away, and he gets down in front of her on a knee. So here's what I think happened. I don't think he thought to himself, this is the perfect romantic time. I think it was a tough time for her. It is a bad decision probably, right?
Yes.
But I don't think it came from a place of, I think it'd be great to propose near his body.
He was trying to make her feel better?
I think it's like, I know this is a tough time for you.
Comforting.
We are family. I'm here for you. I'm going to propose right now to help with the situation.
Like,
to
comfort, I'm here for
to
you
love.
Forever.
Yes.
You maybe lost your dad, but you have me.
I think that was his feeling.
You could say that.
Right. Yes, and I'm sure he did. I don't think it was the right decision. But I think that's probably the sentiment, and I think that was the general direction he was hoping. But yeah, that's a tough
one. Did she say yes?
It was not clear what her response was. Although the footage appears to show she kept the ring on her finger.
Okay, good.
So there's a yellow brick road at the bottom of the ocean.
Really?
Any thoughts on how it was there, Amy?
I have no idea how it got there.
Think about it. A yellow brick road has been discovered at the bottom of the ocean.
Maybe at some point, like a ship carrying gold bricks, like sunk and then the...
like that.
And then it formed a road.
That's a good theory. Lunchbox? Can you theorize why a yellow brick road would be at the bottom of the ocean?
I was going to say that maybe that it used to be on land, then we had a flood, and it never receded, so that's why the water's there.
Okay. Also a good theory. Eddie? Yeah.
No, the Wizard of Oz is true.
There you go, and that's what it is. They found the body of Dor... No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, what?
No, volcanoes. So a group of deep-sea researchers stumbled across this, and it's basically yellow and brick-shaped. Not perfectly cut, obviously. But what's happened is it's ancient active volcanic geology. So it's old, old volcanoes, lava, boom, water. No telling how old it is. I mean, the 70s probably.
Yeah.
Just a few years ago.
But yeah, it's way, way old. Millions of years. That's from the Mirror. Kane Brown reveals his Kane Crunch cereal. I saw the picture of it yesterday on Instagram. He has launched his own cereal. Kane Crunch will be available this spring and sold at Wegmans. So if you had your own cereal, what would it be called? Here's a little deal for you. Your own cereal, what would it be called and what would it taste like? Think about it. I'm going to give you like 10 seconds. Amy?
Amy's Animals.
Okay, go ahead.
And it'd be cute little...
animal crackers, frosted?
Yeah. It'd be so animal good. Cracker flavored and little animal shapes. Mm-hmm. Like llamas and
that's
things
good,
that
Amy.
Make you
that's
happy.
Good. That's good. I'm very underrated too, the frosted animal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Eddie?
Eddie's Confettis.
That's good, too.
And they're like, ooh, and it's like Fruity Pebbles' competitor, because they almost look like Fruity Pebbles, but they're not.
Lunchbox?
Oh, man. I would say Lunches Loquacious.
Oh, no.
No, stop. When?
Just go Lunches Crunches, dude.
What?
That's it. Good one. Lunches Crunches.
You're overthinking it.
That's good.
Well, I was trying to think of something cool for it to have a big name.
So you said a word that you barely can say.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Well,
it says talk a great deal. So I talk a lot. So I was like, there'd be a little mouse and they would have like cinnamon sugar on them.
Oh. Cinnamon sugar is where mine goes too. But mine would be called Bobby's Balls. And it would be
Bobby's
Balls
that.
Of cinnamon and sugar.
Nobody
what?
Wants that.
Oh, I'd eat Bobby's Balls.
Yeah. You get them. They're,
oh my God.
It's okay. Little balls.
All right.
Cinnamon, yeah, sugar, yeah. little flakes of chocolate. And get your coupon for Bobby's Balls. It'll be in the paper every Sunday.
Can you imagine all the kids at the stores? Mom, please, can we get Bobby's Balls?
That's okay. What I want.
Oh, my God.
My goal is to have those balls in people's mouths all around America.
Oh, okay. My God.
Okay. That'll be my cereal. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yours sound the best.
Thank you.
You want those?
Thank you.
Yeah.
They sound good. Think about it. Cinnamon, sugar, little chocolate flakes. Tell me everybody wouldn't want Bobby's Balls. All right, that's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeart Radio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to talk to Garrett, who lives in Florida, real quick, because I appreciate his call. Hey, Garrett, what's going on?
What's happening, buddy?
You know, doing the news, we're talking about that airplane story where a guy never flown before has to land the plane when the pilot passes out. What do you think about that?
Well, funny story. So, a long time ago, my grandfather was able to get in at a local airport and fly with, you know, a local pilot that was based out of there. And this was back pre-date before 9/11, and we took a sunset flight over Disney World. And, you know, we're just kind of cruising around, get all the way back to Lakeland where we were from. And, the pilot, you know, gets everybody out and everything and then proceeds to tell us, hey man, your grandson did a great job. I've been doing paperwork for the past 2 hours. excuse me. He said he was flying the plane for a majority of the time. So, my take on it is, I think if you have a trained air traffic controller that does this kind of stuff, I think it'd be rather easy to do it. I mean, I was probably 9 years old at that point, and it was an interesting thing, but I don't think it would be as hard as everybody thinks if you have somebody that knows what they're doing telling you what to do.
That's an interesting theory, and it sounds like at nine you're advanced for a little pilot.
Yeah.
However, I will say that I think there's probably a difference in maintaining up in the air with someone sitting beside you. And also, I think it's like saying, hey, okay, do a cartwheel. And it's like, oh, well, this is pretty easy. But if you don't do the cartwheel exactly right, you're going to die. Oh, well, that cartwheel now is worth a whole lot more. Like, could I do a cartwheel? Probably. It'd probably be mildly easy. It may hurt a little bit. But okay, just do a cartwheel. Okay, cool. Okay, no, hold on. Before you do the cartwheel, if you don't happen to do it exactly right, you're going to crash and die, and everybody's going to die with you. Oh, well, that cartwheel gets a little more serious. So that's what I would compare it to. Yeah, probably if you're in a simulator, you could do it all day. But when the pressure's on and you got people and I got to land or die, I just think it's a whole different ballgame. And at nine, I don't think he probably lets you land it either, because I've been told by pilots that the two hardest parts, going up, and landing. Otherwise, it's all easy. Easy breezy. Amy's husband's a pilot. He's one of them I'm talking about. So, but I appreciate that call. It's a different time, though, before 9/11, too. You can just fly over Disney World.
Yeah, crazy.
Out of nowhere. All right, there are the teacups.
Yeah.
What? All right, we're back in a second. Here's what we're going to do when we come back. Lunchbox has been running in and out of the room for the past hour or so. He has made his entry already into this contest where you're trying to be the calm app voice. Do you want to hear it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. He's been running and sitting down. I don't think he knows how to use the equipment, but we're going to play that for you, see if he can win $5,000. And we'll talk about the best touring shows this summer, who's on the list, all that coming up. Earlier in Amy's pile, she talked about how this Calm app, which, by the way, they're not paying us anything, but this is not an endorsement, but she said they're paying somebody $5,000 if you win the contest to be the smoothest voice, to narrate on the Calm app. Matthew McConaughey, and here's a clip of him on that Calm app.
As you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body
sinking. I
almost
feel like he's talking dirty to me, not talking to sleep. I was like, hey, come here, why don't you come on?
All right.
And I used to use it. I don't anymore. This is how you know it's not an endorsement. I don't use it as much anymore. But, so let's do a competition here. Who can make the best go to sleep clip? Okay? And we'll submit it. But Lunchbox has been running back and forth all morning, so we can send his off today.
I'll yeah, be the first I mean, one. Look, I want to be a leg up. If you don't get your foot in the door first, I mean, you're last. So I'm already ahead of the competition.
I don't think you're last.
Yeah, because these guys, I mean, they didn't get one in. Sorry. Competition's over.
But we're doing one here on the show. I didn't know it was going to be due today, but Lunchbox has been in the back. Scuba, have you been helping him produce this?
Yeah, I needed to because it's like watching a toddler learn how they walk for the first time.
You mean with the controls?
The controls and the board and everything. It's cute.
I mean, and Scuba's like, hold on, I got to answer an email. And I'm like, what's more important, me or the email? Who cares about the email? I need to get this in.
Probably
this show's initiative that like I hear about it and I get things done.
Okay, here is Lunchbox's 30 second.
30 seconds. You said it had to be 30 seconds.
Okay, go ahead.
Lay your head down.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, this sounds like ASMR.
It sounds like he's talking dirtier than Matthew McConaughey is
to
me.
No, this is, guys, if you could just put yourself in that.
Sorry, I just needed
to. You don't need to interrupt. You need to just put yourself, like you're getting in bed. You're ready to go to sleep.
What am I wearing?
Oh, no.
You know, I don't know what you wear. Women probably wearing a teddy.
Okay. A teddy?
What is a teddy?
1987?
What is that?
Lingerie, dude.
All right, here we go. I'm going to be quiet. Here's 30 seconds of Lunchbox's bit.
Lay your head down on that pillow. Close your eyelids. Grab those sheets with two hands and pull them up and wrap yourself up. Feel the soft touch touching your body, your stomach, your legs. Relax your muscles and your fingers. Wiggle your toes and just breathe. And drift away as we go to this journey called sleep.
We're all asleep. He comes back.
I mean, exactly. We're
either all asleep or turned on.
That's disgusting.
No, I'm neither of those.
That was disgusting.
I'm laughing. He said, and breathe.
So, okay, here's the thing.
He even, like, vibrated when he breathed.
We need to make the rules for our version of this because...
What was wrong with that?
No, if you want to send that off to that, great.
Send that off.
Man, we're doing our own version where I'm giving money. I told you I get $50 to the winner.
Oh yeah.
So by Monday, you have to. Did you write that yourself?
Yes. Absolutely. Wrote it 100%.
Oh, wiggle
myself.
Your toes? Who do you think wrote that?
I don't know.
Wiggle your toes.
Relax the
he
muscles.
Says he did.
Here are the rules.
Yeah, I wrote it.
For $50 on Monday's show, you have to write your own.
Did it?
Produce your own with no help from anybody here.
Did not do it.
Right?
Well, that's not fair.
Why?
He's only been doing this for 20 years.
No. I mean, you have a leg up already because you have...
I don't. I'm not
a judge.
I'm
not,
you're not letting me finish my sentence, people. Oh. You know how,
you said you have a leg up. You're talking to me.
I'm talking about Ray, who does audio. That's what he does for a living.
But aren't you better at talking than he is? So you have that advantage.
Ooh. Yeah, but the sound effects...
A lot of butts.
The sound effects are what makes it.
Okay, well, you can do that. You know how to do a little audio.
Not really.
You're telling me after 20 years you don't know how to do anything?
No, I know how to do a little bit, but...
That's all you need.
Like, did you hear what Scuba did to that thing? Like, mine was, like, drowning out my voice. I didn't know how to do the...
You can have a couple tips before you go in the room, but you
yeah,
can't
tips,
have anybody
like
in the room with
tips.
You. So, if 30 seconds, write it yourself, produce it yourself, give it to me Monday morning.
I like it.
We'll do it around this time Monday.
Okay.
Wiggle your toes.
Do you want to hear this one more time? Make
I don't,
sure.
No.
So this one can't be submitted?
It can to this. If you want to send it, see if you win the big contest, but not for the show one.
Please keep us posted.
I will. I'll submit it. I'll go to there. I mean, I don't know how long they wanted it, but 30 seconds seems like a good amount to me because I feel like people are already asleep in their cars.
That's not what you want.
No. They will crash.
But also, I don't feel like they're asleep. I think they may have crashed laughing. Yeah. Or crashed trying to turn the station so quick because they were grossed out. Creepy.
What's with this organ right now?
Wait, what was so creepy about it? Like it was
okay,
like,
let me show you.
Okay.
It's going to take me, I don't know, 3 seconds. Go.
Lay your head down on that pillow.
Okay, that's it. I'm good.
That?
Yeah. What is, like that's how he sounds in bed.
And then you were like.
What's creepy about
why did you have to actually breathe
why
into the microphone?
Why are you telling them to lay down?
Times.
They're probably already laying down. You think they're just walking around
the
mall?
No, they're probably they're sitting up or they're, you know, trying to get comfortable and just lay down. Put your head
was the breath necessary?
Right.
Yes, like absolutely.
Lay your head down on that pillow. Close your eyelids. Grab those sheets with two hands and pull them up and wrap yourself up. Feel the soft touch touching your body.
I like to feel the soft touch touching. That's good. The soft touch.
Relax
your
muscles.
It's good.
It is impressive whipping this up as quickly as he did.
Yes. Scuba whipped it.
Yeah, Scuba did all the
work. And he whipped it good.
Whip it good.
No, but I wrote that. Like, I mean, you want to feel the softness of the sheets on your body, on your stomach. That's
a good Downy commercial.
That's what you want to feel when you're going to sleep. That's what helps you relax. Not... Hey, you know, scratchy sheets. No, you want a soft.
That'd be a terrible one, scratchy sheets.
Exactly.
Who wants that?
Are you itching right now? Are they scratchy? Close your eyes. That's not a bed bug. It's everything you don't want to think about.
Yeah.
Okay, Monday, give me those.
You got it.
All right, thank you. Hold on. Enjoy more sunshine and less time in the checkout line with HelloFresh, delivered right to your door. Try the sweet heat shrimp tempura bowls or garden spinach ricotta ravioli. Go to HelloFresh.com/bone16. Use the code bone16 for 16 free meals plus 3 gifts. Okay, Lunchbox, you're going to flip out when you see this.
Oh, don't even tell me.
If you got a Mega Millions ticket for this past Tuesday's drawing, they say hold on to it.
Oh.
Because you could still be the winner. They are admitting to, they say, a major oopsie, and they have published the wrong Mega Ball number.
What?
Oh, is this the one where, like, the 6 was the 9 or something, or...
Officials with the New York Lottery are admitting to a major oopsie and blaming human error for publishing the wrong number. They're temporarily suspending prize payments for the Mega Millions ticket winners and hope to resolve the issue quickly. That's CBS News has that story. But that's just crazy that would happen. Listen, it's an error. Human errors happen. But that could be one where someone threw that away.
Yes, and then they got to pay me. I got to say I bought that ticket, and they're going to be like, you know what? You're right.
Well, prove it. They say take a picture of your tickets.
Who takes a picture of their ticket? You know how many pictures I'd have in my phone of lottery tickets? I mean, it'd be like, kid, 100 lottery tickets, kid, 100 lottery tickets. I don't have time for that.
But you can watch 3 hours of, like, Survivor All-Stars meets Road Rules Challenge.
Oh, you know what? The Challenge All-Stars is back. Last night, they released the first two episodes of the season. Can't wait. And this season on Challenge All-Stars, it's people that have made a final or won a final. That's it. Know these lightweights. Going to be a great one.
I've never seen an episode my whole life.
You should really
watch it. I think probably it's a good show.
It is great.
You're passionate about it for sure, but other people are like, I really like the challenge. And they're bringing it to CBS.
Yes. Like they're going to take Big Brother, Amazing Race people, and they're going to have it on CBS. And the winner of that challenge will get into the challenge on MTV where they do the challenge the world where they bring it.
If you win CBS, you go to MTV. What kind of backward world is
this?
No,
no, no. Because they have the challenge, like the world, like where the people from England, Australia, they compete on the one that's on MTV. So if you win the one on CBS, you get automatic entry into that one.
That's like if you win American Idol, you get to go on the Instagram stream of Bobby and perform. Like, wait, that's the wrong direction.
It's going to be great. I mean, the challenge is taking over the world.
We're watching the finale of Ozark tonight, which you talked about. Pretty pumped about that. It's the last one. It's sad, too, because it's the last one. I'm not going to say anything about the show. Don't worry about changing it. But it's like I'm excited about watching it, but we spent 5 years with that show or so. A couple was given the wrong hotel room key, so they went and stole stuff. A hotel worker in South Carolina accidentally gave two people the wrong hotel key over the weekend. So they go to the room and we're like, "Well, okay. Well, this isn't, there are people here." And then they just stole the stuff. It turned out some construction workers were staying in the room and ended up, once they got back, they beat them with a level and got their stuff back.
They did?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They vigilante justice. Yeah. But. Wow. That whole thing where they give you the wrong key stinks. It's happened to me where I go, okay, we're here for the night. You get in like 1 a.m. You've been traveling. I just did two shows. I'm exhausted. In two different cities. And I'm like, okay, we're here. They're like, okay, here's your key. You walk up, click, click, walk in the room. Oh, that's not my suitcase. And you're like, well, something ain't right. It feels just automatic, like something ain't right. It's like a shirt that doesn't fit exactly right. Almost, you're like, this is something. And then you see feet in the bed, and you're like, oh my God, oh my God. Back out of the room slowly. And then you do.
I can't believe that happened to you.
Not only happened to me once, Caitlin's family, they went into, they were coming here to Nashville, and they stopped at the small hotel in Arkansas overnight. And they went in, and the people were not only in the bed in the room, they woke up and saw them and went, oh! And there was a whole moment. And where I walked into the room and saw like a suitcase and stuff, one of them walked in the bathroom and it was had toothbrushes and stuff. And they were like, this is weird. And at that time, somebody woke up in the bed and was like, what's happening? Why are you in here?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's how people get shot.
That's right.
Oh,
that is crazy. So yeah, that's the situation. And luckily, well, somebody did get beat up here. That was the people who stole. How do people in hotels, I'm just surprised stuff doesn't get stolen more by people that work in hotels. Meaning, they don't background check a lot of folks.
Yeah.
They don't.
No, and if I was wanting to steal, I'd just go get a job doing being a maid at a hotel.
Huh. But like if your ring got stolen or whatever, isn't the hotel responsible?
I don't think so.
Really?
No, they're safe.
Because
in there.
Of all the maids and all like the, you know, the access that people can get, because anyone can get into your room.
But that's why they put a safe in there. So they're right. like, we have supplied you with ample opportunity to protect your stuff. Yeah, if I were going to steal some stuff, I'd be like, I'd like to apply for the housekeeper position. Is this the Ritz-Carlton? Yes, it is. I'd like to apply for the housekeeper position. What's your past work? I was a radio host for 30 years. Now I'd like to work here. Man, not 30. All right, that's what's up. Thank you, guys.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Boca Raton, Florida. A 50-year-old man bought a car for $704,000. It's delivered to his house, and he's like, man, let me take this puppy for a spin. As he's driving out of his neighborhood, he's trying to shift gears, but he didn't know how. Loses control of the car. Boom! Right into a tree.
Oh, no.
Man, you would think if you bought a car for $700,000, you would get lessons on how to drive a manual transmission.
You would think.
He didn't know how to drive it at all.
No, he told police, I'm just unfamiliar with a manual transmission, so what? I lost control.
Or you buy it and you have an automatic put in.
Yeah.
Which is what we did with the old Bronco. Now, that's a 74 Bronco. It's not the same thing as whatever that is. But Caitlin didn't know how to drive a standard, so we just switched it out. Also, the transmission went out after we did that, so
it made sense.
It didn't. But, yeah, that's correct. What kind of car was it?
It is something called a 2006 Heritage Edition GT. I don't know. It looks awesome.
2006 cost $700,000?
Interesting.
A Ford GT, and it looks so cool when it's all wrecked.
A Ford cost $700,000?
It looks like a race car.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's probably made of gold on the inside.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
So, kind of low-key, Morgan is a really, really good athlete. And we're with her every day, and we don't really do anything with her athletic because we're sitting here 5-6 hours with her. I guess I've boxed with her before at my gym or, like, watched her box, and she's really strong. But she does, like, these adult gymnastics classes.
That's
Have
impressive.
You seen the videos?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm like,
she's doing flips and stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah, I can't even. I've tried to do some adult stuff before, and it's so hard, and Morgan makes it look like she's, like, a legit Olympian.
So were you a big, like, gymnast in high school, or?
So I did gymnastics when I was younger, like, really young, but I did cheerleading more competitively throughout my life and did cheerleading in high school, so tumbling was really natural for me.
To watch those videos where you're doing backflips and stuff down the mat.
It's insane.
Crazy.
And yeah, like, my body remembers everything. Like, it's just bouncing back. It's like, oh, yeah, we used to do this, like, 10 years ago. It hurts a little bit differently, but
yeah, that's
I can still do it.
That's crazy. Well, a gifted athlete that we don't really get to see a whole lot, but I know you're playing the celebrity softball game. Are you a good softball player?
Yeah, I did. I also did competitive softball. I played on a 18 gold team when I was 12 years old.
What?
I was very competitive in softball.
You're the LeBron of Kansas women's softball.
I played on a very competitive team. A lot of people would probably know, but yeah.
So, here is Morgan's question. She has some walk-up music that is needed for the celebrity softball game. Do you have these choices here?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, here we go. What are your options?
So I've got Redneck Woman by Gretchen Wilson.
'Cause I'm a redneck woman. I ain't no high class broad.
Okay, that's not. I think you have a side of you that maybe isn't as proper, but I don't think you're a redneck woman.
No, I just like the energy of the
okay,
song.
Okay, okay, okay. I give that one a C minus, though. Go ahead.
Okay. We've got Tough by Kelly Pickler.
Tough, I ain't never been.
Never heard it. It sounds like a Ford commercial. I'll be honest with you.
Ford Tough?
Yeah, it sounds like one of the late night Ford, not even the good Ford commercial. I don't know. I just don't know that song.
Fair.
So, no, that doesn't make me feel like, okay, next.
We've got my girl Shania Twain with Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
man, I feel like a woman.
Yeah. That's solid.
So far, that's...
You are a woman, though, even that you should always feel like a woman.
Well, it's just like it gets you in a good energy, you know?
I like. Okay, you're chasing energy. I like it. Okay, I give that one a B+.
Okay.
All right, and?
And we've got Something Bad by Miranda Lambert and Carrie Underwood. Stand on the box, stomp your feet, start clapping. Got a real
good feeling, something bad about to happen. Oh, that's the one.
Yeah.
Like that one?
That's the one. Yeah, it's walking up. The music, it's got energy. Something bad's about to happen.
It's about to hit a homer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. That's an A. That's a good one, yeah.
And it got two female artists there, so it's perfect vibe.
Yeah, that's a good one. I forget about that song.
Me too.
Something bad about
Strike three, you're out. Oh, crap. You just can't do that. Then...
I know, I have to like... I'm
that's also
to...
bad.
Yeah, yeah. Either way, something bad's about to happen. God. I think you go Miranda Carey, Something Bad. I think it's a really good walkout song.
Yeah.
Amy?
I agree. That's my vote.
Eddie?
I was going to go Feel Like a Woman, but I'm with you guys. Something Bad's About to Happen is good.
I think Man, I Feel Like a Woman's a better song.
Because everyone knows it.
Yeah, but
like, then when they hear
Morgan's going to walk up, and she used to be on the Gold with Jenny Finch. And you know?
Cat Osterman.
Yeah, she's out there playing. That's pretty cool. Lunchbox?
Yeah, go with the Miranda, I guess. I mean, I thought Shania was your girl, so I thought you'd stick with her, but go with Miranda. It's more intimidating.
Yeah, that's a good one. I forgot about that song. I'm not going to listen to it today, but it's nice to remember it. Yeah, good. Okay, so we have that settled. When's that game?
So it's on June 6th at the First Horizon Park in Nashville.
And you need the song now?
Yeah, I got to send it in.
Today, like the deadline?
It's less than a month away.
How long does it take to
add it to a playlist?
Right, they're probably just getting organized.
Well, it's like the deadline's coming up. I thought you were playing at like 3 p.m. today. All right. Thank you, Morgan. Tomorrow, Craig Morgan, who we love on the show, such a great guest. He'll be on. You know, he has that song, That's What I Love About Sunday. That's what I love about Sunday. So what I'm going to ask him, and nobody tip him off, please don't message him. I'm going to go through every day and be like, hey, Craig, what do you love about Monday? And we'll see if he answers all those. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.